Hiya, neighbors. You're on the party line with Matty Dillinger.
For 1 hour at 3 in the afternoon, from Tuesday through Friday, KDET, the only radio station in Shelby County, Texas, breaks its all-country music format to air its single most popular offering, Matty's Party Line, featuring 81-year-old talk show host Matty Dillinger.
You're on the air with Matty Dillinger. And now, here's Matty.
Well, thank you, James Powell. This is Matty's Party Line coming to you over KDET Radio in Center Texas, which is the center of the universe.
Hello, this is Matty's Party Line, and you're on the air. This is Clara with the kazoo.
It's vintage Party Line from the get-go. Matty Dillinger, the unofficial historian of Center, has been hosting this call-in program now for almost 6 years.
When I first started, one of the managers here kept after me to make it sound more professional. He tried to give me pointers to make it professional. Well, I'm not a professional person. I'm just Matty, and it had to be my way, or I couldn't go on with it. So I have broken every rule of radio announcing, and that's, I guess, is what makes it so different. Hello, this is the Party Line, and you're on the air.
Test one one.
Matty Dillinger is a tiny woman with curly gray blonde hair and rimless glasses. Matty is too fidgety to sit, so she hunches over her mic, shuffling and reshuffling a stack of notes as she presides over the Party Line and its cast of rather goofy characters.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out. The crowd.
Like Lefty Falk, who played a couple of years of minor league baseball in the 1950s and wants to make sure that no one forgets it.
Yeah, come back, so it's happy birthday.
Or Lamar Roberts, a retired preacher from Center, who calls several times each show to sing happy birthday to any and all townspeople who happen to be celebrating on that day.
Well, okay, thank you, Lamar.
I wonder if we've got any...
Make no mistake about it, though. All credit for the success of The Party Line lies with Matty Dillinger. Her show, part talent contest, part gossip mill, part stroll down memory lane, is unfailingly entertaining.
They didn't have cosmetics in the 20s, and the girls would use red crepe paper for lipstick.
Oh, yeah, I'm waked up.
That would color your lips real pretty and red.
Uh-huh, we'd light a match, you know, and then let... flame go out and mark our eyebrows.
Yeah, you'd mark your eyebrows with
them. Matty's Party Line seems to have touched a nerve here in Center. There is barely a business or home in town that does not tune in to KDET from 3 to 4 for Matty's show. Suddenly, at 81 years of age, Matty Dillinger finds herself the town celebrity.
If I'm in a shopping center here in Center and start talking to somebody, I know better. If there's a crowd around, they recognize my voice and come running up, and I can't get through with my shopping.
Well, hello, this is the Party Line, and you're on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Matty.
Hi, Jake.
Listen, I want to ask the listeners if anybody has got some hay we can borrow for a hayride.
Okay, so national syndication may not be in the cards for Matty's Party Line, and the show probably won't be influencing any major policy decisions in the foreseeable future. But hey, how often do you hear this on Rush Limbaugh?
Well, okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
Hang up. Okay, my time's up because Chris is going to cut me off. Tomorrow we're going to talk about splitting a crow's tongue. We're going to say bye-bye. We've enjoyed it, and we'll be back tomorrow.
For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.
Bye-bye.